Okay. We will pick it up. Good morning. Kuf Pei Beis, Siv Gimel at the bottom. Okay, Kos Pogum. Tzorach, you have?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tzorach Shlo Yehei Pogum. The Kos can't be Pogum. We'll explain what that means. She'im Shos Mimenu Pogum. If you drink from the cup, now it's a Kos Pogum. You can't use that now for benching. Aval im shafach imenu letoch yado, if you poured out from the cup into your hand, or clearly you poured out from into a different cup, im b'kach klum, that doesn't do anything to affect its status. Afilu shose me hakad o me achoves kitana have pogum. Even if you drink from the pitcher itself on the table, a wine decanter, or you drink from the barrel itself, okay, that would make the whole thing pogum. Aval im shose me chovis shal etz gedola ein lahakpid. If it's a large wooden chavis, that's not a problem. Yesh misha omer shafilu mayim pagumim psuim limzog bahem kos shel bracha. So you can't even use wine. Oh, I'm sorry, water that's pagum when you're making your kos shel bracha. So we'll discuss, you know, what do we do nowadays? You know, taking a sip of it, does that matter when you give out the wine to everybody? You know, someone asked me once by the kiddush, you know, you take a sip of it, then you give out. You know, well, maybe you should pour out, and then give us. We'll talk about what the different minhagim are about. You know, how to distribute the wine, not to make it into a kos pogum, and we'll see how to fix it. And I remember in high school, my rabbi Shlomo Harlik used to always. We'll see today's the learning. At the end of the meal, so he used to take from the cup of the kiddush, pour wine from it was grape juice, whatever it was, he pour it back into the becher, and then pour the becher back into the. Bottle, right? So that's how you fix it. But I didn't know this. I just was asking, what's going on? So you explained to me these dinim of a kos pogum. Here we go. Good morning. Morning, sir. Yud Zayin, pogomo. It makes it pogum. Eino roi o levorech alav. It's not appropriate to make a bracha on something anymore if it's pogum. In the back, the dirshu in the back, he brings v'tama dover she'en levarich kos pogum kos of halavush shepegima he kimo mum bebehema. Just like an animal would have a mum on it, right? So this kos now has a mum in it. So you drank from it.
Does anything? What's a chalarol that someone took a bite out of?
You're not chinam. It's not sholim.
Right. No, I don't even mean as far as lechem mishnah. I'm just saying, you know, is that chalapogum? I mean, is that
it's mius? If you want
a piece of cake, someone took a bite out of. It's
cake is always mutter. There's no bracha miyuchad for a cake. I'm here going to bench all ha cake. You know what I'm saying? You're making a special kos for Birkas HaMazon. So the first pshat he says that it's like a mum in an animal. The second pshat he brings down is that it's like. It's missing from the mizbeach. You know, something that's like a chip off from the mizbeach. So if you take that approach, the second, if a mum you can't fix. I can't like put a band-aid in and fix the mum. But if it's something that's missing from the mizbeach, I could fix that. I could build it. I could add water to it. I could do something to change to help my kos.
Certain mums like I think like a wart or something.
Yes, so the Gemara says in the beginning of Sanhedrin, that's the highest level of smicha, is to know what's a mum. What's a mum? Rav, you spent 18 months with the farmers to learn what's a temporary defect and what's a permanent defect. It's the highest level. The highest level is for, you can make a kolal, just learn all the halachas for Bechor. Okay, back in the Mishnah Berurah, yeah, give the two reasons. Either it's like it's a mum, or it's like a chip away the mizbech. Because of Muslim. Who had in the Kiddush or Havdalah? So we're talking Kos Pogum doesn't only apply for benching, it also applies you want to use this for Kiddush or Havdalah, which for, you know, comes up much more often, obviously. Kidlakama and Sif, Simin, Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Yud, Simin, Reish Tzadi Vav, Sif Aleph. Okay. Vafilu Tam Imenu, even if you just sip from it, Rak Mashu Ba'alma. You just take a little sip of it. You made the whole Kos Pogum. Right, the toch yada, if you pour it into your hand, hu hadin im tama be'etzba, if you'd stick your finger into it, you have a lot of good manners, and you stick your finger into your cup and you drink it. Tadavk im shos mimenu be'piv pogum, only if you drink it from your mouth, but if you had to put your finger in the cup of wine and lick your finger, that's not going to make it into a kos pogum. The dish you bring, put out a straw. Your lips didn't touch it with a straw. Right? So this is in 13. Im shafach mi akos latoch piv. Oh, that's a different thing. If you would, first he says like, he's got good manners. His lips don't touch. He just like, you know, he holds the cup up and drops it into his mouth, right? Below Shnagus falls of the coast. His lips didn't touch it. Kosim Shulchan Harav, the Balatanya writes, She Nifgam Hayain Shibit Coast. That still makes it. Ve'im Shosa Aide Kana, Kash. You have a straw. Kosim Makor Chayim, She Nechshav Hayain Kipogum Al Yide Kain. by using a straw that would also consider it to be drinking from. Shari Tshuva, Kos B'Shem, Shut Shvus Yaakov, Shemin Hadin, Ein HaKos Pekuma. Technically speaking, it's not. Ach, Kevin Sheyoch, L'Sakin Adavar, Ayde Hosofas Ma'at Mayim, Oyain, Ein LaHakim Azeh. So since you could fix it, you probably should fix it. But even though technically speaking, it's straw. Okay. Mishnah Berurah back inside Tez Zayin. I'm sorry, Yud Zayin. Ein B'Kach Klum. Ein B'Kach Klum. If you poured it into another cup. Morning, Ozer.
Morning.
Who had who shelo shofach el ma'at be'inyin shadayin shame mole olov? You only poured out a little bit. Most of it's still there. O she'achar kach shfacho l'toch kos katan into a little cup. Imen v'hu mole, and that one's full. O she'zorek l'socho pirur pas l'hagbiyah hayayin shehei kos mole. A little bit poured out, but you need to have a full cup. So either you take it from a larger cup and pour it into a smaller one. Your cup holds 8 ounces. You pour it into a 6 ounce cup and you filled it up from there. Or you put a little bread or something, crumbs at the bottom that displaced it, makes the wine look higher up. She'ain tzarech lios mole kulu miyayin. It doesn't have to be filled up entirely with wine. Kidei ki dai b'vrius. You just have revius. Actually, hey hakos choser. We'll learn later on. You can't have fill up the cup. By Havdalah, we know we overflow the coast. Have a pogum
if your bread comes in, wouldn't you kind of make it meas? I mean,
it's your own bread. It'd be your own. It's something you would. I mean, we assume you would eat your own food. Correct.
I mean, but no, I didn't even mean.
Anyway,
that.
Yeah.
Just you put bread comes in. Now it's a taste peculiar.
I hear. Maybe it's more mazonos. I don't know. He says puri pasta, but yeah. You drink from the barrel the whole thing. Even if you pour out from there, if you have kos pogum, so imagine, the person nowadays when we have barrels, but the person would drink directly from the grape juice. You know, when a kid just comes up and takes a swig out of the big 64 ounce of grape juice. So then that makes the whole thing pogum. So now you're going to pour out, everything you poured out to is pogum. You could fix it, we'll see how to fix it, but the status is it's pogum. Right? Ein lahakpid is the next Mishnah Berurah Chafalif, right? That you don't have to be makpid on this. V'yesh machgrin achbeza, even if I'm drinking from the wooden one. V'yesh lechosh ledvarim, you should be concerned for that. Lechatchile shlo lehaniach lishtos afil mipi barza mechavis gedola, not even from the faucet of it. Okay. Psulin lemzog, you can't use it to puzzle water to mime those from pogum to distill it. Lechora amailo amrina and kamakama bottle. So why don't we say each drop becomes bottle? Normally, let's say I have a how would it be an example of this? We'll talk about the kos pogum. If I want to fix it, when I'm pouring back, let's say I have my kos pogum, I want to pour back into the grape juice or into the wine bottle. So why don't I say that now becomes it's bottle, but it's each drop that goes in becomes bottle. Because when the first drop hit, even though it's one flow, obviously, but when each piece that goes in becomes bottle to the larger wine, to each thing that goes in. So why don't you say that here? Why don't you say that by the one I have water and I'm pouring the water into it, that's pogum. Why don't I say that each drop of the water becomes bottle to the whole thing? Right?
You can never
move out to
something.
Oh, excellent. Good. We're going to get to that, so we'll see exactly. That's going to come up today as well. Very good. Remember that we had in the Beit Hashirim on Sunday mornings. Okay. Where are we up to? L'chora amai lo amrinan kama kama batil kamo besif hey ve'efshir demayri de hayayin chai. It's not distilled water. It's not water. I keep doing that. It's a wine. It's concentrated. De'i efshir lishtos b'li meziga l'kach lo batil. Because this is it's inedible. You can't drink it like this. It's, you know, those that had very high concentration, you had to pour in the ratio of water to distill to make it even drinkable. So here's what you're pouring back in that, so therefore it was not, that's why we don't say it becomes drop by drop, becomes bottle. Okay, Dalet. Im hayukosus hamesubin pegumin, sarach laseis mikos habracha lesochan, v'yesh mi she'oimer she'ein sarach. Okay, so you have the cups that are around it. The way we talk about a kosa, you have your Vorech has his cup, and everyone else has their cups around it. But all these around here are pogum. So what do you do in that case? So you pour out to each one. You pour out. In Mishnah Berurah Chav Gimel, Im hayu pirish defamim shenoisnin kos lechol echad ve'echad min hamesubin. Everyone gets their own cup, okay? Ukshaberach ha'mavorech, vorech pri hagofin, shoisin kol echad mikoso. They all took a sip from their cup. first, right? Ve'im ha'yashalehem pegumin tzarech sheyitin ha'mevorich mikoso ma'at l'chol echad ve'echad. He now does have a kos pogum, so he has to give into each one of theirs. Kodem sheyishte ve'yisakin ha'pegimoson. Before he drinks from it to fix their kos pogum. Ve'yitnu kulam mikos she'eno pogum. So he has to give out from his cup, which hasn't been drunk from yet, to fix theirs, because each one has a kos pogum. Because bracha, the one the benching, the bracha was set on, im rak ha'mevorich levada oches kos biyada. Let's see the other case. He's the only one who's got a cup. So he has his cup. He takes a drink from it now. So why? That's kos pogum, because it's one that's been drinking from. Now they're going to take from theirs. Lo ichbatlan. Nah, we're not concerned about this. The kos that the bracha was made on was not a kos pogum. It now became pogum after he drank from it. But it wasn't a bracha that was made on kos pogum. Right, Phil, you hear the difference? He made a coat.
So, kos pogum is only a problem for the bracha, then.
Right, so he made, excellent. So, you see, he made, the mevorich made a bracha on a regular, on a good coat. Now, he passes around, so there's a different issue, right? Right? V'chulu kechad chashiv, it's like they're using his coat. But earlier we saw, Shlomo Zalman Orbach didn't like this idea about multiple people drinking from the same cup. The affinity, whatever, germs, whatever it is, but the idea that, you know, you take a cup and you pass it around. So different teruts are given as to why that might not be a problem, because here it's for a mitzvah, right? Segula from the Rebbe, right? Everybody drinks from the Rebbe's. Okay. All right. Hey. Was that? Oh, I'm sorry. We need one more in the... Yesh mi sha'omer, so I'm hold the sphere lay. Delo kapdin and al kos pogum el al ha'mavorich v'lo ha'masubin. So some hold it's not a problem because we don't care about those who are sitting around. It's the one who makes the bracha. He himself is the one that we're concerned about. But not them. And the kamro tzulomer disham stam hamechaber kisvur harishonus. So later on, the mechaber seems to be like the first opinion that we are concerned about kos pogum. Okay, let's do. We'll do one more. V'im hechzer yayin shel kos pogum lekankan. If you pour from the back into the wine bottle, hayayin shebekankan kosher. That's fine. Mishum dekama kama batil, because each drop was mevatlit.
We're saying it is okay.
Yeah, that's how you do it. You pour from the wine. Well, we'll see. Yeah, but we're going to pour from the wine into the becher and then pour the becher back in. This is only after the fact. You really shouldn't do this in the first place. We add first. Right, you add a little wine into the becher first. You pour back into the wine bottle. That's fine. The kama bottle, because each drop that goes in becomes bottle. Right, you have more in the wine bottle than you do in the kos. If you have 3 ounces back in your wine bottle and you have 6 ounces of here, so then you can't say that this 6 ounces becomes bottle to three. If you have three in here and you have six in here and you have three in here, then everything works out. If you say each drop goes in is bottle.
So we're saying that you fix something that's pogum by adding new stuff to it.
That's our minhag. We add a little of new, good, kosher, fresh, non-pogum wine or grape juice into the becher, and you pour back into the...
Because if you pour it into the just into the bottle, then you're intentionally being mevatelet. But if you pour a little bit into the cup, then it's not a question of bittel. It's a fixing. It's different. It's different.
Is there
bittel.
A quantity that needs to go in?
Rove. It has to be rove against it to be bottled. You have to have more in the barrel.
To fix the pogum. I
mean. No, just a little bit. Just a little bit. Yeah. There's no shtir. You don't have to add in a certain amount.
It's not a bittel. It's a different concept.
Yeah, correct. Okay, right. We'll continue tomorrow. Have a good day, everybody.